So first I want to discuss that Halacha mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in two places, in Simen Tov Reish Pei Hey and in Simen Kuf Mem Vav. Now in Simen Tov Reish Pei Hey Siv Zayin, the Mechaba says Yesh Emrim Sheparshe Zocher Uparshes For Adum Chayovim Likorom Midraisi Lifichor Bnei Hayishuvim שאין להם מניין צריכים לא ולמוקים שיש מניין בשבות ישראל כדי לשמי הפער שיסיילו שהם יעייס דן דרמו סייס ואם יאפשר להם לא ומכל מוקים יזוהר ולקריסון ונגינוסם וביטיים So, the first question is what is the moker for פער שזוכר בין יעייס Well, the obvious answer is Zocher is Asher Oso Lecho Amolik V'Aderech B'Tisham Yitzchai But there are many shittes in the chat of Zocher The Rambam shitte is מצווה קוף פיטס כי שציוונו ריסקי מה שעושה לנו המורג להקדים אל הור עלינו ולפני האיסי בכל איס ואיס ונעיר הנפוש איס במורים ללוחם בי ונזר איס אום לפני סייסי עד שלתישוק ככה מצווה ולתיכול איס סינוסי פיטחסה ים פושיס עם ערך הזמן והוא אומר יישאלה זוכר איזה שעושה לך אמור יוכל בבופכו כשלאים על ויסיש כך הרי שיקחס הלב אמור הור המין מקיים זוכר שתיסי נוסי לפיכו הלי תירה שמואל בעשכיל אל עסיס המצווה הזה איך עושה שהוא זוכר תחילו מעשה אורע ואחר כך ציבו לאורגי ואומרי יסבורך פוקדתי איש הרוסו אמור להיקלי ישראל so she is around my knees that the mitzvah zocher only applies bishas nuchon so then the melech Yisrael the manig Yisrael has to be meireya the people towards the melchome against Amalek Not that you have to read even Bishas Nuchome. You don't have to read the parsha of Zachar. Who has the shite? Is the chinuch here? The chinuch. The second. מצווה תוף ריש גימו שנסתבינו לזכיה מהאוסו המולק לישראל שהסחר לסגר לסבום בצייס ממצרים בטרח נוסוגוי וממלוכוי יוד יעלה ופיין שכוסף ריש יסגי ממוליק ותרגום העיריש כבייד ישראל אב המוליק שכל העמים הוא יורי מהם ושומם היורדילה שעושה בשם להם ישראל והמוליקים בירי הלבבום ובמיז גמרה לשוס ליבם לכל זה היסגר בם והביאו מתחכך ירוסם הגדילו מלאי פשור אומס וכעניין שמושלו בזה מושל חבסינו זכינו לברוכה לירה ותחס שאין קובירו יחילו לירת לסיכו ובו אחד בקופס לסיכו אך פלפי שניח והיקר יסול אחרי נדוס המוליק ואומס הנפש למסלף in order to rouse the sin against Israel. Weil Spiras in Jönig sehen, nehmen wir Sache hier, ist es Rosaluch am Molech, bei der ich die Zeisren in Israel. Mischor Schil, Herr Mitzvo, los ist er lebeinu, שקרמיץ על ישראל, סונו לפני הקדוש ברוך. וכי לפי דייתי, והרים השריף ניסקי, תהיה מפלתי ורוסי. כמו שהתומי צבע המולק, כי מפני שעושה רואו גדלו לישראל, שהסחיל הוא להזיקום, צבעונו ברוך השם, אל העבד, זכרי מיני ארץ, ונשריש אחוות כה. מדיני המצווה, מה שאומרו זל, שחיו שחירי, הוא בלב ובפה, וחינו בספרי, זוכרי שעושה, יוכל בבובכו, כשואים על ישישכח, הירישית חס הלב המורו, הו אני ניקיים. זוכר שתישנה בשיחו. ולהסחירו הזייס, בלב ובפה, לא ידענו בו זמן קבוע בשונו, אוי ביים, כמו שנסתבינו בסחיר הסיציאס מצרים, בכל ימי ובכל לילה, והטעם כי הסחיר ההוא איקה בדס, וכמו שהרחבנו הדיבור על זה בהר ומקימס, בספר. אבל טעם סחיר הס, מה שעושה המולי, אין רק שליטי שוקח, סינוסינו לבינו. ודאי לנו בזה לזכר עניין במחס בשונה, אוי בשתי שונה, אוי שורש, הינו בכל מקמיס קרן ישראל ספר הטרון בשון האחס ובשתיים ובשולש לכל הפוחס ונאם יצים ביקח ממצווה זו ואולי נאמר כמנהוגון של ישראל בפר שזוכר לקריסו בשבס מיוחד בכל שונו ושונו טרוי ומפני מצווה זו הוא שיקוב בו השבו שפני הפורים ודין היו לקריסו ואין פורים לפי שניון ישראלים כי הומון הראש שלו יסו מזערי אבל הוא הדיע שקדם גם זה נצטבנו בסחיר הסורושו היום מזערי הזכירו זו כובע הפער שקדם מפור נזכורים ונאסים דסחירי הסטו פסיד דעשייה ונהגס מצווה זו בכל מוקים ובכל זמן, בזכורים כי אלוהם לסיס המלחון, וניקמס אוהב, ולא ילינושי, ואיבר על זה ולזוכר, וקורא בפיף מאילום, מה שעושה המולק לישראל ביתה שזו, כמור על הרבו. סוד החינוך סייז, ובר איזה מצווה. To read it once a year. What does it mean once a year? It means once in the cycle of Kriyas HaTorah. So Ma'arove in time of Chazal, they completed the Torah every 3 years. So then the mitzvah was to read it once in 3 years. But today, the universal practice in all parts of Jewry is to finish the Torah in 1 year. So Memele, the mitzvah the Raisa is to read it once in the cycle. But if somebody hears it, so is Mikhaim the Raisi. The Mogavon in Simen Tov Reshbehe says that if somebody hears the parsha of Ayove Amolek in Shalach or on Purim is also a time of rice. But mit der Rabbonon, the Chachomim or Misakim, the Shabbos before Purim, that couldn't be mit rice because Purim itself is not mit rice. Mimele called the Tikkun Rabbonon, came the rice Tikkun, so just as the Chiyuv mit rice once a year, once in the cycle, is a Chiyuv the rice, so Mimele upon every yochit, so mele the chiyuv mit rabbonon and Shabbos before Purim is also a mitzvah de rabbonon that is incumbent upon every yochit. Mashinkins, because the Torah in general, even on Shabbos, is only a chiyuv a tzivud chiyuv, not a yochit. Of course, if a yochit is able to go to shul. To shul and hear Kesa Torah and he never goes, so is he shocking. But there is no chiyuv upon the yochid. The chiyuv is only upon the tzibur. And the chiyuv is only upon the tzibur. Mashenki, Parsha Zohar, and the Rabbonon is a chiyuv incumbent upon every yochid. So that's the mokeya for Parshas. Zocher, mit der Reise. Jesch Ingrim, sie parche Zocher und parche Sporen. Adumo, chayob, mit Christo, mit der Reise. Riffich, ob nie a Yeshuvi, schein lohem Ingen, zrichon lo, will im Opin, für Jesch Mien, wie Shabbos es Havogu, für Jesch Mien, parche Yeseu, schein mit der Reise. Doesn't mean mit der Reise. It means, kommt der Titel, abon, und kein der Reise. But the question is, where is the Mokka for Porobin mit der Reise? All right, Socher, Sotis, the Rosh, the Chinuch says, but Poro, where is the Mokka for Poro? Parshas Poro being a Chiyuv D'Reis. Even as a smach, in certain times, for every year, Parshas Poro. Now let's see the Mokka in Yume. No, I don't have you here. The thing of my son. First Mishnah you made, the base. Shiva Shomim Kedim in Makipurim, Mafrisim Kein Godel, the base in Lishkas Bahetri, Umaskinin Loi Kein Acher Tachtov, Shemo Yeral Bitsu. What's the marker for this halacha? That a Kein Godel has required isolation from his home 7 days before Yom Kippur. Omar Rabbi Yume Bachelke, Omar Rabbi Machsie Baride, Omar Rabbi Yechenen, Omar Kho, Kasher Oso Bayim Aze, Tziva Adishem Lasis. That's mentioned in connection with the Shiva Simeon Meluyim. So the Pasuk says, in Tzav, Kasher Oso Bayim Aze, Tziva Adishem Lasis, Lechater Alechem. Lasis Ilum Asipor. Solidaries. Whenever a poor is prepared, so then we have to do the same thing. Lechaper ilu masi yimakipur. Now, what does it mean? Kasher b'yeim hazeh, kasher oso b'yeim hazeh, tziva adishem lasis lechaper alichem, lasis ilu masi po, v'yereist. Thank you. Gemara Davov, Davhei, Amud Beis in Yud, says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rapshim Ben Yechoy, Minayin Shafni Kofar Shem Akif, that Bishas, at the time when the Kehanim prepare Eifa Por, so you have to be the Parsha of Parot. Talmeima Avayim Amei Shelo Eido, זה הדבר אשר ציווה עד השם. אפילו דיבו מעקב. What does דיבו מעקב mean? That even the recitation of the parsha for is מעקב. So that's the מוקר. So then it was מדרייסה. But then it was a חיוב in common. Not just on the ציבו, like every other case at all. But in combat of פנדיוכית. But it requires us all. So Mele come the Tikkun Rabbonon came the Reise Tikkun and the Chachomim Omisakei that every Shabbos before Rish Chodesh Nissen so then we have to read it and call the Tikkun Rabbonon came the Reise Tikkun so it's a Chiyuv and every Yochit. That's why the Mechaber says זוכר פרשס פה חיוב מקור שם דרייסה לפיכו בני היישובים שהם המיין צריכם לא ולמוקים שיש מיין בשבוע סבו. Now the question is, מה נפשך? If the מוקר is the spostי כאשר ציבו אפילו דיבה מעקי and the half per אלי מהכיפורים so that the מחבה should mention that for בני היישוב before in Kippur they should also go to the city in order to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Nachemes. Well, the answer is that Mechaber doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there is certainly a chiyuv to hear Al Sidah Avoches, not Kriyas HaTorah, but of the Kriyas Al Sidah Avoches, according to Rashi, it's Midraise, according to the other Rishayim, it's Midrabonon. Why doesn't he mention? Because this is a Dovah Poshut. He doesn't have to mention it. Mashenkin Parshas Zocher and Parshas Poro is not such a Dovah Poshut, so he has to mention it. Now, the Mechaber discusses the din of Parshas Zocher and Parshas Poro also in Simen Kuf Membov. Simen Kuf Mumbot. Also, that's based upon ignoring Baches. Also, Lotte is a Miach Sivatere Kishu Posuach. Avo Ben Gavre Li Gavre Shapetom. That's ignoring Baches in connection with Rafeshes. Rafeshes have a Hadar Rape. Vishon. Rafeshes was blind, a blind person. So during Kisatere, he was accustomed to turn away from the tzibur and learn. Baal Peh was blind. So, now let's see the Gemara Brachas. Okay. It's okay. No, I don't need the smaller ones there. חסום לעוז. The fourth line from the end of Domus. Omar Abune Balude, Omar Ab Nachman, Omar Nachman, Omar Abame. My Dixi Beis Ve'adishem Yichu is the Amniach Sifatir V'yeitze. Not allowed to walk out in the midst of Kriyas HaTorah. Chavavue Nofek Bin Gavra Ligavra. Boi Rav Popi Bin Psuke Li Psuke Ma'au Teiko Rav Sheishes Min Adar Api Vigoros Omar Anam Bididon Ve'inu Bididu Ve'in Teima Ho'amunum Biseite Ma'idich Siv. When Ezra opened up the Sefer Torah, Omdu Kolom, Kim Shenifdach Sefer Tire, also Lisape Afilu Baruch. So the only Sefer, one is not allowed to talk even in the Vatire. Yishleimad Hosom Ayre Bikel Rom, Shalivatlu Kol Kriya Sefer Voch Ayre Binachas. There it means Bikel Rom, so you disturb the Tzibur. והיידי פה מהד הרפי ריבוסי משמע, אף אגב זה מהד הרפי שנראה כמניח ספרתי רשת אותם, והיידי עד הרפי כדי שיהיה חווין יוסוסי. וירד אופס, כוסף, דאור הגדירס מפור שדווקא שיש שם עשור האחרים. עוז יוכל הלאומית. So רב אופס says, only when there are 10 people who can hear the case of them. So then it's muter for someone on the level of Rav Sheishes not to listen. What is Amul 10? And 10 is required in order to be kind mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, then even Rav Sheishes is not allowed. שם הרב שישס שתירוסו יומנוסו ולאן אנו מסתבלון קייטרית בקוז רב שישס לא שתירוסו יומנוסו שתירוסו יומנוסו דרז הלוכה את מפסיקים לקרישמו ומפסיקים לתפילו so they don't have to be מפסיק for תפילו all together because they is in mitzvah for תומן המצווה we don't say it לגבי every Jew is in mitzvah for המצווה only Ligavi someone who is to also mostly like Rav Sheishes, like Rav Yosef. So Memele, he's taught. Another person, even while he's learning, he's not taught. He's not fully absorbed. Kol Yomo v'chol Eleis of him taught. So then on the contrary, so every mitzvah is there at Tom Tor. If it's EF Shalosh, it shall be Achirim. So then he is not allowed, you know, to learn and be mevatel mitzvah. But somebody who is also in Nosei, so he is potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah altogether. Mimele he has a heter to learn silently during Kriyas HaTorah. Now let's see the Mishneh Berurah here. כיוון שישכי להכיר לקריא בסביר תראה, אושר לספר אפילו בדברי תראה, ואפילו בין גברה לגברה, ואפילו אם הישלימו לפרש, even if he was already saying שניים מכל החתר. Now what's the חידש? Why should שניים מכל החתר be different than any other portion of the Torah? Apparently because there is a machleket between the Ravon and the Rambam. Leilom yashli modem parshiyes of him atzivu. Shnai mikol echatar. The Ravon says that it only applies to someone who is unable, let's say, to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say he's sick and he stays at home. So then, as a substitute for Kriyas HaTorah, he has to recite Shnai mikol echatar. מה שאם כן, somebody who hears Kesatov, he doesn't have to say Shnayim Koratav. That's the basis of the Heter, that for most people, they don't follow up Shnayim Koratav. However, the Rambam is Chelik. Rambam Perigot Gimum Hilchas Tfile. Halacha Chofei says, Afal Pish Odom Shimea Ko Atira Kule. Bichol Shabbos B'tzivu Chayev Likres Le'atzmei Bichol Shavua B'shavua Seder Shalais Shabbos Shnai Mikro Ve'achotav. So that's why Machaba says, "V'yesh matirim ligris bilachash." V'yesh heimrim shin yesh yud tzayse is v'atir mutar lisaper. V'yesh matirim mishe terosim nasi. V'yesh matirim v'mishe kedim sheniftach sifatire mar zaponof umar atzni shin reye. So that means if he is Kere Shnaimiko Vechotargum, even though he didn't hear the Kris HaTor as yet at an earlier meal Shafadon, because the Aloch of Shnaimiko Vechotargum is a substitute for Kris HaTor.
What about the
Tutter? Shnei Mikro,
it is Tutter.
One second. The Be'er Aloha says, V'likre Shnei Mikro, Ein b'mon Avrom Shehili B'shem Trumos Adeshen, Din Muter Afil Leke Asor D'Tzayse L'Sivatir, Kivin De Gamu Osuk Be'i Seyin. Trumos Adeshen says that if somebody is reciting Shnayim Koratavum, so even with if without him there is no minyan, so is also allowed. So the question is how, so the Mishnah Berurah asks, how will the tzibur be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTehillah? So uve'emes in divrei Trumas Adeshem Yichori Klav Umashay V'Rayim Yerzorah Shehevi Mitchilo Das Rabbi Nachananel Didavke B'Tirosei Umnosei Graf Sheishes Voidne Leslon Tirosei Umnosei Valkocho Rabbidi Kassor Ditzai Selimane Kedimuchach Meruf והכן היא בשם רבי נשמחה, דתיימא דרב שאישס, משום דיסא בנור רבי, ועל זה היא והדליק כל שניים מקווח אותה, ומשור לכל העומר, משום שעוסק בייס עניין אפופונית, אבל כל זה אפשר, דווקא בדייקה שור דצייס, שור דציבור ובמקיים, אין מצווה אופקס התארה, אבל לקה שור לא נענה, though who kire bifne asmi lechumish, and he doesn't listen, so there is no tzibur. Veini shimei ha'parsh shekire miseiven. Hayesi midvareinu di divrei Thomas Adeshen ein lehm shumokia mirzorua uvismak nifuresh lehefach. The smak says explicitly that if there's no meaning without him, even though so he's not allowed to turn away, not to listen, even if he says Shnai Mikha Vahatar. Veloimi Boyeli Taas Hatas Visi Aiti Visimen Nunhei Sif Kutn Dalet Di Yoshein Vachin Yidabra Vein Yishamaya In Yistar Vimien. There is a machlekes between the Machabar and the Taas. Suppose you have 10 people, 9 people here, but the 10th one is asleep, and or he doesn't hear, he's not mute, so he's a pekechel choldova, but he's an enishemeya. So the Taz says he can be mitzor, he cannot be mitzor. The Mechaba says he can be mitzor. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and it's very mistaber, that even the Machada, who says that he can be mitzoref, that's only Gabi Kedushi and Tfilah B'tzibur, so there it's not a tzibur dika aloch, it's a yoche dika kiyum. But Kaddish, Kedushi, Baruch Hu can only be said baso, but the kiyum is a yoche dika kiyum. There is aloche if everybody heard already, then someone comes late, so he can say Baruch Hu and say Kedushe, what we call Eiche Kedushe. So Tzaraye, that Kedushe and Baruch Hu and Meidim is its yochadike kiyum, except it has to be done by asor. Mashenkin kriyas haTorah, you couldn't. Suppose you come late to shul, everybody heard already kriyas haTorah. Read the Torah again, it will be brocha vatorah, because kriyas haTorah requires a tzibur. So that's why we need at least six who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah, or even 7, because it has to be a Rubei Deminka. So Mele, how can we say like the Thomas Adeshen? So is there the Shite of the Thomas Adeshen? Alright, so the Shite of Thomas Adeshen is really a Shite Ashiach. Alright, that will be all about Parshas Zachar. Now, according to all Rishayim who explained the Gemara, either on the basis that Chafeshes was the Rosh Hibnosek, or on the basis of the fact that Chafeshes already heard this affair, so they hold, everybody agrees that Kriyas HaTorah is the Tzibur Dika Chiyuv. There is no Chiyuv upon the Yochi. And the Chiyuv on the Yochi, is only if he happens to be in the place of Tzibur. So then there is a Machlekes Rishayim. Then some Rishayim say that if he happens to be in a place, in a shul, where there is a Sefer Torah and a Tzibur, he is mechuyev to hear, even though there is a minyan without him. And some Rishayim say that there is no chiyuv to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, even if he is in the shul, as long as there are 10 without him. Now, Rav Chaim was accustomed never to daven b'tzibur. Why? Because in Brisk there was no hashkama minyan that should daven kivotziki. So, Mele used to daven She was sitting at home, and then he went to shul on Mondays and Thursdays. He went to shul, and he heard Kriyas HaTehillah, of course, and then he davened Musaf Bitzin. My father did the same thing, but in New York, he felt that if he doesn't daven Bitzibo in the yeshiva, so to be a bad precedent for the Talmidim. So he used to come early, and if the minyan started at 9 o'clock, and the Zman Krishme was a quarter after nine, so he used to start davening at a quarter before nine, and then by the Shem Rikech HaMemes, he waited until the Chazan reached the Shem Rikech HaMemes, and then he continued reading. And that's because, and then he had another hetar, because the Arishem will say that the mitzvah of Smichus Gulul Tefillah and of a seeking does not apply to Shabbos in Yom Tov. So because of that, he was nailed to it. But like this, he never was in shul for the tefillah, because there was no, in those days, Ashkom Minyan of Kivos Sikin, so he davened at home. Now, we are ready to start the Indian of the Chiyas HaMoed. There's the main part of the Shia. Now there is two minhagim. The minhag of Sfarim is to start with the pasuk Vayimra Shmuel Osho, Eisi Sholach Ad Hashem Mimshachacho Melech Olam Al Yisrael Ve'ato Shma L'Keil Divrei Ad Hashem. The Ashkenazim start with the next pasuk, Keiom Ad Hashem. Well, it seems that the practice of the Sfarim is the proper practice. The reason being, because Kiyod al Kis Kiyo Milchomol Adishem Ba'amorik Mideya Deya. So, there is Gemore in Sanhedrin. Half of the base. The chain hoy are viewed in Gibu mitzvahs, mitzvahu Yisrael, the chisos on the art. Lahamidu and Melech, Lahachi Zarish Alamoik, the livnis lem base at here. Tanya Rabbi Yisrael, the Sholish mitzvahs, mitzvahu Yisrael, the chisos on the art. L'ami le'melech l'achri zari shalamolei v'livni islam v'is ha'pchire v'ini yidei ha'ezim en t'chila ki shu'im ha'kiyot al keis kiyo m'lchomol ha'dishem v'amolei ha've'im e'ya l'ami le'melech t'chila v'in kisei al ha'melech v'adayin yidei ha'im livni islam v'is ha'pchire t'chila o'i l'achri zari shalamokim t'chila כי שואים והניח לכם מקוריביכם והוא יעמוק מה שיבחה אדישם הבאים להכי זרי של המולי כתחיל. So the three mitzvahs that have been said, Minu Melech and Mechias HaMolik and Binyan Bisatkir, but they have to be in that Seder. As long as the mitzvah of Minu Melech was not fulfilled, there is no mitzvah of Mechias HaMolik. That's the reason as to why this Sfarim, they start ובדי פוסיק, ואים השמואל אל שאול, איסי שולח עד השם, למשוכחו למלך הלמי, על ישראל, ואתו שמל, כאילו עד השם, because without משיחס המלך, there is no mitzvah of מחייס המלך. Then the next פוסיק says, כאומר עד השם צבוקיס, פוקדתי אשר עושה המולך לישראל, אשר שום לי בדרך, ועלי זה מצוי, עתו לך ויקיס את המול. Why did רבני שלום say, פוקדתי, it's a mitzvah, מחייס המולך is a mitzvah, so why is it necessary to פקיד את המקודש בו? It's משמע that the mitzvah of מחייס המולך so has to be based upon Ipkide by the Rebbeinu Shem. There is a difference in Lashon HaKiddush between the meaning of the term Pkido, Pokeit, and the meaning of the term Zocher. Zocher means to remember. Pokeit means not just to remember. To remember, to connect a past event with a future event. Vadishem Pokadisha. What does it mean? The Rebbeinu Shem remembered so. What it means, Adishem Pokadisha, he not only remembered so, but he remembered the fact that he promised that Zohar will give birth to his son Yitzchak. So then the term Pkido is mentioned. So here, the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek is only shayach if there is a resemblance between the Maaseh Rishes of the HaMolek of old and the Maaseh Rishes of HaMolek. Now, the Rambam in the Akdomet, the Pirush HaMishneh says that there are certain mitzvahs that are contingent upon Tzivanov. Binyan b'samigdosh, minu melech and mechias amolik. Question is, why is mechias amolik contingent upon itziv of inov melech sheyifchad Hashem v'kara v'chicha? And binyan b'sapchir also asher yifcha. But amolik, where does the Torah say that it is contingent upon itziv Hashem? Now the Rashbam in Parashat Bishalach Vayim Rad Hashem al Meishi Ksei Zei Zikorim Vaseifah ישים באוזני ישוע כמוך ימחה זכר המולק מטרס השמיים ויהי במי שמסביר ויהי פוש מיד השם ניסי ויהי מהקיות על קייס קיו מלחומו לד השם והמולק ודיר דיר רשבם סז לכך אני קירי המזבח של השם ניסי דוגנס ועל כיסי שערהיר מהקדוש ברוך הוא את יודי על כיסי וישבע כי מלחמס כי מלחום אלוהי והמולק מדי הדי then The Sfurne also says, "Vayim atiyod kotis kyo omar tam filosi zeis whom it nishakil yisbarach nishba shetir li mulchoma ba'amolik mideir deir b'chayobim hoyu v'ilochem milchamtei b'chol deir v'deir ki omrom gimu mitzves nistavu yisroel v'chnisosom v'oretz l'hamid le'melech u'l'hach yizari shal amolik the livnes bis hamigdosh so. The Sfirne says, it's Muhammad Ladishem Bamo. Mentions that without mentioning the Hakdome of the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, that is contingent on Kaninovi, but he himself says it, that the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek is contingent upon Yipkid Balinovi, and he says, there's the Pshutish HaMikro of Mulchome Ladishem HaMolek. The Mulchome against HaMolek, even though there is a Chiyuv of Mochetimche, but it has to be based upon a tzivu anovi. Now, the Gemara in Yumed Afrov Bey says, it's mentioned in Shmuel, Vayorev Itom Banachal. So the Pshutish HaMikro is, Vayorev Itom Banachal, that Shaul HaMelech waged war in the valley. But the Gemara in Yumed Afrov Bey says, that Aliske Nachal, that Shaul Anovi did Yustik Alochena Umal Nefesh Achas Choso Ateo, and the Torah says Ki Motzi Chol Vadomo. So the Ziknis and Edron have to measure the Irakrevo, and then the Zikni Irakrevo have to make a declaration Yodeinu Lishofro Es Adom Azeh. What it means with it V'chisal Al Taitcho She'bezden Shofro Es Adom They have to vindicate themselves that they didn't know there was an unfortunate person who was homeless with no food, no home, and then he was walking by the Rech, and then he was killed. So the question arises, if the Torah had said that we find a dead person by the Rech, we could understand. Potano is a blowing Levayo, and then he died because of starvation. But the Torah only says, Ki Motzi Cholo Vadom. In other words, a killed person, not a dead person. So Rashi was bothered by that. And Rashi says that we assume why was he killed? Because he was homeless and he was hungry. And then he saw another person who had a lot of food, so he tried to take away the food from him, and the other person killed him. It might be Alpidi, because of the halacha of Machteres. In Machteres, he not say Adanov, the hook of a maid, sainly dummy. So what does it mean, the hook of a maid, sainly dummy? Because every person knows that he will not allow another third person to take away his property. And even to the extent of killing the Redif. So Mele, the Bob Machteres, has a din of a Redif. So the question is, why does he have a din of a Redif? After all, the trade, if you are allowed and you are even mitzuveh to kill him, to be masal nirdef, is a posik. The Gemara learns it out from the posik Gabinara Moroso. Uvein mishialo, hoyesh mishialo, matzilin afil binafish already. That's the Gabi Redif Achalim Amoroso. But because you don't mishal reiru or tzochek in Adovan Hazeh, so the Gemara makes a hekesh between Ritziche and Arayis. Just as Gabe Arayis, there is a loche matzil neise binafche shalreidev, so Gabe Ritziche also. Now Teises es ikashe in Sanhedrin Peri Ben Seira Meire. Afritzeach nitten latzile vinafi. The hekesh, kinara moros. Vim tema, מיהוק ובחורות המפקה, כי יעשינו מיר. That's the פוסיק מחדרס. Why do we need the פוסיק? The הקש, ביטו נער המרוסו על נסח. ויש להם עד הוסם רישוס, והשמינו כל זה אין לי דום, אבל הוכה קומש מום נחיבר עצה. So there's a big difference. Why is there a difference? Because the Hekesh between Aram Rosh and Ritzeach has reference to the case where a person, his primary intention is to kill. So then it's a mitzvah to kill. Unless it's Yochel Atzile Bechad Nibov. But Danef Abom Machteres, his primary intention is to take the money of the Balabais. Suppose the Balabais will tell him, I'm not going to oppose you. Take everything I have. So then he'll thank you, the Danef will thank you. So Mele, there is no chiyuv. But since in case he'll put up in a position, so then the Danef will kill him. So Mele, he has a din of a redif. But it's only rishus and it's not the proper thing. I heard the story from my father. When he was a young boy, one Friday night, so Reb Chaim was asleep and the Bobbe was asleep. And then they heard that someone came into the house. Then, so Reb Chaim went down. He saw two Jews came into the house and they were completely naked. So my Bobby said to Reb Chaim, you should scream and people will catch him. So Reb Chaim said, why should I embarrass him? So he let him take. Then after he heard the story, so after Shabbos he brought back everything, because it's only the shoes. So Rashi explains that the reason as to why the Zikni Oyer have to make a declaration that they will show for us Adam Azeh will they didn't know there was an unfortunate homeless starving person, because if they had known they would have provided him with a home or food, they would have rehabilitated him, but they didn't know. And because we assume that how did it happen? Because the homeless person, when he saw another person with a lot of food, tried to take it away from him. And that person, even though he had a heter, because of Danef Machteres, killed him. So because of that, the Torah said that the Zikne Eidor have to feel guilty if they had known. But they didn't know, so how can they be guilty? So, Shol the Gustav Balachim, Umay Mal Nefesh Achas, Om Watero, that they have to bring an Eglarufo. So many forces of Amalekim, Alachas Kamalecham, in dealing Chotu, Ktanim Achotu. So, the Kalvachimer, we can understand. The Kalvachimer. And especially the Taine, the Kashi by Shol, in Deilim Chotu, Ktanim Chotu, you certainly can understand. And that's in line with the Aloche. Because the Bizai Namimim and the Amolek, the Rambam says, פרקבוב, מלוחס מלוחם, מלוח הלאה. איניסים מלחומים מודם באילום, עד שקרם לישולים, אחד מחמס הרשוס ואחד מחמס מצווי, שנאמר כסית קרפליה לילוחים, עולה, וקרוסו ילאו לישולים. אם ישלימו בקיפו שבע מצווה שנסתב ונניח עליהם, אין הרגים הן נשומו, והרי אין למס, שנמה יהיו לכל למס ועבדוכו. קיפו אליהם המס בלי קיפו העבדוס, או שקיפו העבדו קיפו המס, אין שאין להם עד שיקבו שניהם. Son advice, even with a shoes. So, we have to be careful, and we have to tell them that they will be mikabel, mas v'shibut, and zay misses meneach, so he won't kill them. The Rebbe says, and she'alin l'machemes al shoes, elo she'yiu l'mas. The machemes al shoes, there is no din of zay mitzvahs. Din of Zayin Mitzvahs is only shayach ligabei Zayinam. Is there a Gemara Seite? I need a Gemara Seite. Thank you. I have it. That's on the helmet base. And about Kinnan Azla Hoditanye, Yisho Shivye, Vayifasteya, the rabbis Knanim Shebechus Loret, Shim Chazrim Bishubo Mikabaniso, Kinnan Kerapshi. So the law is Bazainami, that if they are Mikabal Zainis in the Neach, so then we are not allowed to kill them. We are not allowed to kill them.
In Eretz Yisrael, that's in Eretz Yisrael.
Then there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether the mitzvah hachem tachrimen applies to the knanim shebe'at soil dafke or not to knanim shebechutz loretz. That's what Rabbi Shimon says, and the Rambam paskus like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it applies even to the zainamim that is in chutz loretz, but there is a loche that if they are mikabel zainis in the neach, we are not allowed to kill it. Why? Because the Torah says, kidam es bneim leman yulilamdu eschem la'asif. You have to kill them in order you shouldn't learn, adapt their practices. Kidam es bneim ve'yes bneiseim seyafim ve'ish leleheim. They were so corrupt. They used to sacrifice their own children to the idols, like Moloch. So Holam Adito, so the Gemara in Satan, the Sifri, and then the Faithim says, Holam Adito, Shem Chizrim Mitshuve Shem Mikabaniz. So the Aloch is, if they are Mikabal Zaynish Meneach, even though they are aver and zayin mitzvah b'neach all the years, but if they do tshuva, so then we're not allowed to kill them. So then Shaul's tiny was a very strong tiny. In daily mchot, k'tan mchot, at least daily mchot, already b'nei deor, let's say 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old, so they can be rishoyim. But me'ilu v'adyenik, how can he have a shemosh? So that's a strong time. Now, but that's very strange. It's like sparing, killing all the Nazis and sparing Hitler in Yashme. Does it make sense? All right. In dealing how to Tanimachot, we understand. Now, first, we have to be deterrent. And the timing of Shaul in dealing Hotu, Tanimachot. And then we proceed with deterrent. And the reason as to why Shaul had compassion upon Agob. Now, the Gemara in Kerit Chilek says that Kuf, Yudalef, towards the end of Sanhedrin, that Ktanei Rishi Yisroel, Yesh Lehem Chilek Lemabo. Ktanei Rishi Umisraelon, Ein Lehem Chilek Lemabo. What does it mean? Ktanei Rishi Yisroel doesn't mean Stam Rishon. because Kol Yisrael Yesh Lo Machalek Rabo, except in Morachis, in Moser, and so on. So, even if the father is in Morachis, in Moser, a Shifar Dam, a Ritzeah, but the child who is in Yedea, the Yin Lismele, is to be considered of the din in the category of Yenki Shodayim Shaloi Pashu. A child of the biggest Roshi, a Yisrael, does not adapt the Shem Roshi and the Shem Chato of the parents. Masheinke Ktane Roshi Meseilon, those goyim who are in Lem Chedavan, so then the children, if they are already grown up and they choose their own derech in life, so then they can be chsidu meseilon and yesh lem chelek anabo. But as long as they are so young, they cannot adapt their own derech, so they retain the shem roshe of the parents. Now, of course, when Shmuel told Shaul ne'il vadyenik, he only meant the ne'il vadyenik of those Amoreiki who refused to be mikabos ha'nisdoyach when Shaul offered to them. So Lele, they retain the same spiritual and moral status of the parents. But Chas v'Sholem, that Shaul should kill, or that Shmuel Anovi should tell him B'Shem Hashem to kill the Eilel Adyenik of those Amalekim who are ready to do Tshuva, even though the Tshuva was not Machmasave, but only to save the life, but it doesn't matter what the motive is, as long as they are mikabel zayin yisrael. Now that's the teretz and the kashe of again Shaul. The tanya by Shaul in dealing chotu ktanim al chotu. In a chenamim ktanim loy chotu, but the ktanim of those rishonim who refuse to be mikabel zayin yisrael have the same roshe as their parents. Why did Shaul spare Agog of all the Amalekim? He was the biggest Roshi. The answer is because Agog was also willing to be Kabbal Zayin Sibinech. So he was in Kabbal Zayin Sibinech.
So,
and we have to say that, otherwise Shaul wouldn't have spared him. So, and it says, Vayachnu Shaul V'Yom. The people joined him. It was not just so. Why? Because he was ready to do tshuva, like all the Nazis, the criminals, who are ready to do tshuva in order to save their life. But the Radak mentions in Medrash, Nikesi Domon Loi Nikesi, that for all the riches that the Sinai Yisrael did to the Jewish people, the Gezel and everything that is, if they did tshuva, they'll have kapara. But if they are Shefer Dam Yisrael, not Shefer Dam Yisrael, the way a person, a goy, kills another goy, but if they are Shefer Dam Yisrael, because they are Jews, so then no tshuva in the world will be mechaper them. No tshuva in the world will be mechaper them. There's the pshat in the Mikesi, don't know the Mikesi. Now the Mechilte and Parsha Shlach says, Ki yod al kesi kyo, Milchomo la dishem ba amori, Ki dea dea, Nizba hakonish bohu, Vikisi hakovish shalom, Shem yoveu mikol umis li izgaya, Mikablin, Uma amori, Kubei say, Ein mikablin, Shenema, So, many ask the Kashi, the Gemara says in Gittin, Mit Neibon of Shalhomon, Lindoteo Bibibach. So, Yamka, the answer is, Shalhomon, Lindoteo Bibibach, what annoying. They were Mizgaya and they were Tanoi.
And we accepted them.
Yes, naturally. How could he become a Tanna if we didn't accept them? So, the question is, what Nishba על שם ביטקוש ברוך הוא בפיס יעקבית שלה ש... ש... מכל אומי סימבוי המסגאי המגיירים ו... והמולי קובייסי אין קבלים דאנסריז that only applies to המולי קובייסי who are שפר דם בישראל because they were Jews like the Nazis, so we are not in Kabul. There was a case of a former Nazi who came to Eretz Yisrael and fooled the Rabbanut, and they were recovering. Then they found out that he was an arch criminal. Now the Medrash also mentions a story, Kai Gavne, where somebody who killed Jews was Misgaya, and then the Chachamim found out about it. The Chachamim were Mekabalim. Chachamim found out about it. So they are mispalel that he should be Chizel Lissuriyah. We have to be Merachikim. Well, a chokes in the world if we find out such a thing. So Israel should expel him. In order that he should be Chizel Lissuriyah. So Mele the Geru should be Botel Mafreya. According to them. All right. So that's the answer and the kashe again show how is it that he spared Amalek. Now, how did the Gemara in Satan, the Sifri, at the end of 15, so only says that that there is Amin, Liman Lashari Lambeschem, but the Gemara does not say the Gavi Amalek. Why is Amalek different? So the Brisker Rav again in his Chidushim on the Torah, he says, "V'lomo lo shamato b'dvar Hashem es hachatoyim es Amalek." So in other words, he told him only to kill the hachatoyim d'Amalek. Now, the Rambam Rambam has 14 clauses which mitzvahs have to be counted in the Mi'ah mitzvahs and which mitzvahs are not to be counted in the Mi'ah mitzvahs. So the Rambam says V'ata Asril Zikorein Kol mitzvah mitzvah V'voya Al Tzatkirish Hashem Kmoi Sheyadnu B'tkolas Mamarein Ki Zoyisi Kavonas HaSefer in the Yofa Etzli Shatzarif and Zoyis HaKavonet Teisves Vu Bizochi HaMitzvo Asher Yishaye Voleo Enish Heinese Oloisese Eske Roncho Veime Oive Roleo Yishaye Miseo Yikores Oikor Bimboze Oimalkis Oiachas Mises Bezdi Oitarsum Vichol Masher Niska Bainish Bino Enishim Teida Shiimi Mises Leisese hit me shomu keiver al mitzvahs melach vein lono lonche omnom mitzvahsese bicholom kol mitzvah mehem kishe tishai vasiyoso yeish lono shenil ke hanim nemase so that's bitter askvie not bitter asinish achi yomu su yase iso och shi istalik zman achiu nimam se kmei shova avo yosha bisuk al drachmosh ein lono al kise achar asuk izal borose Vida ze uvei zochi damkin ha-mitzvis asher yishchavo l'noshi ese b'leise se eimer b'zei se ha-noshim chayoves be v'yodu asher ha-noshim doneis v'leim yideis v'leim atriv eskorben b'yedeyem v'leim milchemez b'n Hashem zlshus v'chol mitzvo shel tluyo b'bezdi oi b'edim oi b'aveido oi b'mochemez zlshus אין צורך לימה וזה יש אנשים חייב בספו כי זה תפס דיבו אין בצרח ואית כשעסקי המצווה שאינו נהג ישראל בארץ או בפני הפייס יעשה או לא יססה אימר ואילו לא ישחייבו כי אם בארץ ישראל או בפני הפייס וידוע גם כן שהקרפון יסקולם ויקריב ומקין במקדוש ושלא יהודכו העבידו חוץ לעזור וכן דין הנפושס לא יודענו בהם אלא בייס המקדוש קיים ולא שהם מחילתה מניין שהם ממיסים אלא בפני הבייס תלמודים ממיסבחית כחן הלמוס הו אם יש לך בייס אתה מיימיס אם אין לך בייס היא אתה מיימיס ושום נמה גם כן מניין שתיס הנהדלין סמוך על מצבח שנמה ממיסבחי וידוע גם כן שהמבוא והמלכוס כבר מסתלקו ממנו עד שנוסו מנהוויניס אשר אנחנו מסמידים עליהם ועוד יחפו לנו ורחמנו כמו שיידנו ויושיבן כמו שנאמר ושוב המבוא בואי החיקין אש בחסרוכי על כל בוסו וניו בו בניכם וניסיכם ויום אבהושי במלוכו ואימא הוא אוקי מסוכת דוד הנפלס ידלתס פרציין ובונית סיוע כמאילון וידוע שהמלחומו הוא כביש את היורס לא יהיו אלו במלך ביקורס אין מלחומים במלחמת הרשוס אלו על במלך וביעצס הנדון די לא וכן גודל דצור ומתומים במשנם על לפני הרוזר עקיין יעמק ולוכן פירסו אלו כולם אצל ריב האנושי כל מתססה ולססה שטיסלה בקרבונס אוי בעבדס אוי במססבזן אוי בסנדן אוי בנובי אוי מלך אוי במלחמת הרשוס לא יצטורך לימה בו זויס לתסחי ולפני הבית אחר שזה מבויר so the girl saying the Sefer HaMitzvah here is that any mitzvah that is told in the Hamas of Shus so Bishman Hazeh is not Neik why? Because there is no Nov there is no one with the implication being what in the Hamas mitzvah can be Neik when Hazeh does not require all mitzvah however in Reb Chaim Hela Sefer HaMitzvah the girl says כל מסתסס ולוחם פירס ומאילו כולם אצל רבע אנושים כל מסתסס ולא יסס שטיס לביקרפונס אוי בעבידס אוי מסס בזדן אוי בסנהדן אוי בנובי אוי מלך אוי במלחמת הרשוס אוי במלחמת מצווה לא יצטורך למה וזה לא יסחי אלו בפני הבית אחר שזה מבוא So in other words, there's a big difference whether Melchemes Mitzvah requires all mitumim or Melchemes Mitzvah does not require it on. Actually, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Zion and Aleph. And we've seen when we've seen the Melchemes Hashus, the Mishnah says Ela al pi bezdin shal shimech. So the Mishnah spells it out in Tzin Melchemes Hashus Elo al pi bezdin shalayin alef implication being that Melchemes Mitzvah does not require the consent of bezdin agodol Mino an emilet af desayin on the alef the Gemara says Omer avoye doma ko lifnei elozor akein yami Hu ze melech v'chol bei Yisroelite ze Moshiach Mochomo v'chol eidos ze Sanedam ודיון סנדרו, דיקום על פחמון דרישה לגאו מסתורים, אלו כהודו אמר רב אחר בר ביזנה, אמר רב שימי נחסידה, כי נראו יתולו למעלו מנטוסי של דמית, כי משהגיע חצי סלי לרוח צפייניס, מן השבס בי, לא ימנגי מילות מיד או ידובי דימי, ואיסי בתאירו השולם לשחר, כי משולם לשחר, נכניס לוכח מישראל אצלי, אמר לי ידידינו המלך, עמך ישראל צריכים לפרנסו, אמר להם לכו והספרנסו זה מזה, אמר להם הכינס מסביע שרי ונעביר מזמר למחוב יוסי, אמר להם לכו פשטו ידיכם בגדוד, מיד יעצים באחי ספר ונמלוכם בסנדן ושאלים דירום ביתום. Sing more is in Brachas. Yeah. Give me on the bass. Kine oi tolu le maila. Vim lochim bisanezen, neitli nehem rishus kidishi is palolale. Another time. We know the Sanhedrin, not that it required the rishus of the Sanhedrin for the etzmochom, that he should be mispalo. And vim lochim yon bitumim, he says, im yatzlich. The Gemara says, certainly according to Rav Chaim Heller's Gersa, that there is no Mechamis Mitzvah without Yom Tum and without Bez Nagodl. So apparently Rashi is Chilek and Rabban. And the Rambam, Rashi Shita is, Mechamis Mitzvah does not require Yom Tum. And the only reason as to why it requires a return is to know whether there will be Matzliach or not. Because we find in safety when in connection with the Pelagish Bivor, so then the other Shvotim had to wage war against Shevet Binyamin. So they asked, they inquired from the only Tumim whether they should be Eile. And the answer was yes, they will be Matzliach. So that's the only reason as to why it requires only Tumim. And it doesn't require al piadibu in order to be able to wage war, in order to have a chalish and milchama. However, in the Midrash HaGadol and Parashe Mishpatim, הנה יונך ישליח מלך לפניך, לשמוך בלך ולהביאךו. לעמוק מה שהכינסי, כי שמה מפנו ושתשמה בקהילה ילתן הבית, כאילו ישראל ושחד, כשמי בקיר בית. כי אם שומע תשמה בקהילה יבסיסו, קהילה שרדה בי ויפתי סביבך ויצרתי סרריך, כי ילך מלוכי לפניך, וביאךו למירי ואחיתי ואחיזי ואחניני, אחיבי ואיבוסי ואיחדתי. סוד המלש הגודל סייס, תהיה לך, כאילו ישו נויחי, שלויח. אמר לך, לפניך עושה נובי. That even מלחמת זין עמי, הוא required נובי. But, so, Rashi will made it to that, but in addition to נובי, it's required only to me also. So why does it require only to me? To know whether it will be מצליח or not. But it certainly required al pi adibur, otherwise it wouldn't have a chalish and milchama. And Sanhedrin, that the Gemara says, that the Yitzin Lachemis of Shus Elal to Sanhedrin. So I call, Rashi says, in order the Sanhedrin should be misposed. But from here it's Mashma, from the Mishneh, that we cannot be made serious or wrong without the ascent of Sanhedrin. It's not a question of being misposed. So Rashi Shita is that Sanhedrin is required in Lachemis of Shus only to be kafes on. But if there are volunteers, so David had enough volunteers, he didn't have to be kafe anybody. So Mimele, the only reason as to why he has the Sanhedrin is to, in order to make sure that the Sanhedrin would be misbah. Alright, now I would like to discuss the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid, the Rambam. Rambam says in Eisim Chomod Meir Machikir and Sholem, Echad Mechemes Shuz, Echad Mechemes Mitzvah. And what is the Kriya Sholem? Three things: Mas, Shibut, and Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvah. The Ravid says the Mechemes Mitzvah only requires Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvah. And then Mas v'Shibut, if Am Yisrael wants, they should be Mikabo Mas v'Shibut, so like any other one. But if there are Mikabo Zayin Mitzvahs, but no Mas v'Shibut, so then you're not allowed to kill the women, the children, like any other woman. So what is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid? So the Rambam has the Aloche in Hilchas Melachim. Ches, Milches Melochim, Haloche, Tes, Gifastea, Shalirotis Oloniach, Abizor Acha, Ashimas Achidesh Hirgenes, Shep, Vechenia Shishlimo, in Kersin Lembris, Ashiach Boru Babizore, Viablus Kolmik Misel, Vikabu Shora Mitzvah and Stab Meneach. Shekoatim shalikibu mitzvahis shenistavu neneach heyagim eisei im yeshnei taras yodeinu v'ich meisha rabbeinu lihinchel atiro v'amitzvahis elo liyishoya shenema mirosho kilas yakum ulchol oreitze lizgaya mishorumis shenema kochem kageach avu misha lirotzo in keifnei shalikabu tiro mitzvahis v'chintzibu meisha rabbeinu v'yakburo Loki v'skol b'yayilom v'kabel mitzvah nistav b'neach v'chol mishal y'kabel yoy. All the Rishayim ma'achil ikan the Rambam Tolach. The Rambam mentions in your Aloch that any Akum that is yeshnit haras yodeinu, so we have to be keifim to m'kabel zayin mitzvah b'neach. And if he refuses to m'kabel, so yoy. Tastes na v'zor and all the Rishayim ma'achil. The last line. The bar ton of away come the way. He's the hoven the rave in the dark of the island when we read. What it means, in my lean, we are not allowed to be muscled. In other words, if somebody is Nisakone, to be a Bano, or Nibea, we are not allowed to be muscled. Because Luis is honey. So what's the chat on Luis honey? As Unkar says, Luis Rachin. In other words, there are other drushes ראשית להם חני בקרקע, ראשית להם מתנס חינון, but the main issue of which economy is as Nicholas translates which are achnoi. So this is Sessi Kashi, Lema Ridin, Vaam Ginom, the Vim Tema Vaam Ginom, Misach Seifri, Kosher Shebi, the Kachovim, Harik, Bishas Mulchom Harik. In other words, Bishas Mulchom, we cannot decide whether each individual atom who is waging a war against her is a kosher or not a kosher. Kosher Shebi Akum, Bishas Mulchom Harik. And the Raya in Sar Sefer mentioned from the passage in Shmeis that Hayorei is Barad Hashem, so he was Machnis the Behemoth into his own. And then when Pare had to chase after the Israelites, whose horses did he get? The horses of the Yorei Dvar Hashem. So what does it mean? That means there is a special heter, Bishas Mulchom of Redif. The Gemara says in Brachas and in Sanhedrin, Habol Hargecho Hoshkeim Yorog. So Rashi explains it on the basis of the parsha of Machteres, where there is a Rishus. Even though the Ganef who is born Machteres, his primary intention is to pay the property. But in case if the Barabbas will put up in a position, so then he'll kill him, he has a din of Redif. The Mir in Sanhedrin mentions in Medrash Tanchumi, Tzreiras ha-midyonim, ki tzererim heim lochem, mitan omru chachomim, habol hogecho hashkim hor. So why does Medrash Tanchumi have to resort to a special posik of Tzreiras ha-midyonim? Even Ligabi Jewish Redif, so there is heter that the parsha machteres, even though his primary intention is not to kill, only to take away the money, but if he refuses to give the money, then he'll kill him. So he has a din of Redif. The answer is Bishas Mulchome, and that's the mocker of the Rambam. The Rambam mentions Milchemes Mitzvah, Milchemes Zayin Amim, Milchemes Amalek, and Milchemes Ezras Yisrael Miyatzor Shebaalein. Where is the Mokia for Ezras Yisrael Miyatzor Shebaalein? That's the Drosh in the Medrash Tanchumi. Tzreiras HaMidyonim, Kitzererim Heim Lachem. Kitzererim Heim Lachem. So that means that when a certain number, like the Arab terrorists, so they wage war against us, but they try to use their women and children as a shield. In other words, when they throw a bomb, so they tell their wives to go out and hang out the laundry. They think that will prevent the Israeli soldiers, and unfortunately it happened many times. They refuse to defend themselves, because Chas v'sholem it might hit the women and the children whom the Arab terrorists use as a shield. But that's a big avere neged klal Yisrael, because there's the aloche tzreiras ha-midyonim ki tzerim lachem. It doesn't mean that every Midianite was tzer lachem. They were many, but some Midianites did not intend to be tzer for all Yisrael. But the answer is, if it is indispensable to defend ourselves against the real Redif, so then even the women and the children have a din of Redif. Furthermore, we find in the Torah of Zohar something remarkable.